Now, in bright, colorful cartoon drawings, round-faced children ice skate on a frozen pond. Now, Charlie Brown and his friend Linus walk through the falling snow carrying their ice skates. They wear thick winter coats and hats. Charlie Brown has a round head and a few curly hairs on his forehead. His mouth is a squiggly line, up when he smiles and down when he frowns. Linus sucks his thumb and carries a blue blanket wherever he goes. Charlie Brown stops and leans against a stone wall. His mouth crinkles into a worried frown.
I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel.
They keep walking.
I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest.
Linus and Charlie Brown come to the pond where their friends are skating. Snoopy, Charlie Brown's dog, skates on his bare paws. Snoopy is a white beagle with long, floppy black ears and a black spot on his back. He skates on 2 feet like the other kids. Snoopy grabs Linus's blanket in his teeth, wraps Linus and Charlie Brown in it, and twirls them in the air. Charlie Brown comes loose and slides toward a tree. He crashes into the tree, then sits up. Stars spin around his dizzy head. A title reads, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Later, in his house, Charlie Brown stares out the window and puts on his coat and hat and walks outside to his mailbox. He looks around to see if anyone is watching, then opens it.
Hello in there! Rats. Nobody sent me a Christmas card today. I almost wish there weren't a holiday season. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to emphasize it?
He sees a girl with black hair.
Thanks for the Christmas card you sent me, Violet.
I didn't send you a Christmas card, Charlie Brown.
She walks away.
Don't you know sarcasm when you hear it?
He keeps walking, then sees a dirty boy making a dirty snowman.
Pigpen, you're the only person I know who can raise a cloud of dust in a snowstorm.
Snoopy sits on top of his little blue doghouse, reading a newspaper and munching on a huge pile of dog bones. Now 4 other kids stand outside in the snow.
Try to catch snowflakes on your tongue. It's fun.
Need sugar.
It's too early. I never eat December snowflakes. I always wait until January.
They sure look ripe to me.
Linus's sister Lucy throws snowballs at an empty can which sits on top of a wall. Schroeder, a blonde boy, tries too. Charlie Brown joins them and throws a few. They all miss. Linus watches, then puts a snowball in his blanket and throws it like a rock in a slingshot. The snowball knocks the can over. He struts past Lucy, who frowns.
You think you're so smart with that blanket. What are you gonna do with it when you grow up?
Maybe I'll make it into a sport coat.
Charlie Brown walks toward a homemade stand with signs that read, Psychiatric help, 5 cents, and the doctor is out.
I think you have a customer.
Lucy runs over and turns over the sign that reads, out. It now reads, the doctor is real in.
May I help you?
I'm in sad shape.
Wait a minute. Before you begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please.
Lucy holds out a can. Charlie Brown pulls a nickel out of his pocket.
Boy, what a sound! How I love to hear that old money clink. That beautiful sound of cold, hard cash. That beautiful, beautiful sound. Nickels, nickels, nickels. That beautiful sound of clinking nickels. All right now, what seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypangeophobia.
I don't think that's quite it.
How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have aleurophasia.
Well, sort of, but I'm not sure.
Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia. This is fear of the ocean. Or gerophobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia?
The fear of everything.
That's it!
His shout knocks Lucy out of her chair.
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
You need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project. How would you like to be the director of our Christmas play?
Me? You want me to be the director of the Christmas play?
He smiles.
Sure, Charlie Brown. We need a director. You need involvement. We've got a shepherd, musicians, animals, everyone you need. We've even got a Christmas queen.
He frowns.
I don't know anything about directing a Christmas play.
Don't worry. I'll be there to help you. I'll meet you at the auditorium. Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
Snoopy walks past, carrying a box full of Christmas ornaments. Charlie Brown follows him to his doghouse. He has more boxes full of decorations. Snoopy zips back and forth, nailing strings of lights to his house and hanging ornaments.
What's going on here?
Snoopy hands him an advertisement.
What's this? Find the true meaning of Christmas? When money, 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 spectacular, super colossal, neighborhood Christmas lights and display contest. Lights and display contest? Oh no! My own dog gone commercial. I can't stand it.
Oh.
He walks up to his little sister, Sally.
I've been looking for you, big brother. Will you please write a letter to Santa Claus for me?
Well, I don't have much time. I'm supposed to get down to the school auditorium and direct a Christmas play.
You write it and I'll tell you what I want to say.
Okay, shoot.
Dear Santa Claus, how have you been? Did you have a nice summer? How is your wife? I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want.
Oh, brother.
Please note the size and color of each item, and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about tens and twenties?
Tens and twenties? Oh, even my baby sister.
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
Now, on a school stage, all the kids dance. Schroeder plays a small toy piano, Pigpen plays bass fiddle, and Snoopy strums a guitar. Lucy interrupts.
All right, quiet everybody. Our director will be here any minute and we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Charlie Brown!
Oh no, we're doomed! This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
Here he comes! Attention, everyone! Here's our director!
Snoopy boos and grins innocently at Charlie Brown.
Man's best friend. Well, it's real good seeing y'all here. As you know, we are going to put on the Christmas play. Due to the shortage of time, we'll get right down to work. One of the first things to ensure a good performance is strict attention to the director. I'll keep my directions simple. If I point to the right, it means focus, attention, stage right. If I make a slashing motion across my throat, it means cut the scene short. If I make a revolving motion with my hand, it means pick up the tempo. If I spread my hands apart, it means slow down. It's the spirit of the actors that counts. The interest that they show in their director. Am I right? I said, am I right?
Everyone ignores him and starts dancing again. Violet has black hair tied up in a ponytail. Frida has curly red hair and wears a purple dress. Shermie shuffles his feet, and a pair of twin girls hop from foot to foot, their heads flopping back and forth. The yellow-haired Sally dances with Linus. Clouds of dust fly from Pigpen every time he moves. Charlie Brown waves his arms.
Stop the music! All right now, we're going to do this play, and we're going to do it right. Lucy, get those costumes and scripts and pass them out. Now the script girl will be handing out your parts.
You're the innkeeper's wife.
Do innkeeper's wives have naturally curly hair?
Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
In spite of my outward appearance, I shall try to run a neat inn.
Shermie, you're a shepherd.
Every Christmas it's the same. I always end up playing a shepherd.
Snoopy, you'll have to be all the animals in our play. Can you be a sheep? How about a cow? How about a penguin?
He waddles like a penguin.
Yes, he's even a good penguin.
Snoopy jumps onto her head like a vulture, then falls off.
No, no, no! Listen, all of you! You've got to take direction!
He imitates her behind her back.
You've got to have respect for your director!
She sees Snoopy.
I ought to slug you. Ugh! I've been kissed by a dog! I have dog germs! Get hot water! Get some disinfectant! Get some iodine!
All right, script girl. Continue with the scripts.
Linus, you've got to get rid of that stupid blanket. And here, memorize these lines.
I can't memorize these lines. This is ridiculous.
Memorize it and be ready to recite when your cue comes.
I can't memorize something like this so quickly. Why should I be put through such agony? Give me one good reason why I should memorize this.
I'll give you five good reasons.
She makes a fist.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Those are good reasons. Christmas is not only getting too commercial, it's getting too dangerous.
And get rid of that stupid blanket. What's a Christmas shepherd gonna look like holding a stupid blanket like that?
Well, this is one Christmas shepherd who's going to keep his trusty blanket with him.
See?
You wouldn't hit an innocent shepherd, would you?
He wraps it around his head.
Okay, Mr. Director. The cast is set. Take over.
All right, let's have a quiet. Places, everybody. Schroeder, set the mood for the first scene.
Pigpen stands beside Frida.
Look, let's rehearse the scene at the inn. Frida, this
can't go on. There's too much dust. It's taking the curl out of my naturally curly hair.
Don't think of it as dust. Think of it as maybe the soil of some great past civilization. Maybe the soil of ancient Babylon. It staggers the imagination. Maybe carrying soil that was trod upon by Solomon or even Nebuchadnezzar.
Sort of makes you want to treat me with more respect, doesn't it?
You're an absolute mess. Just look at yourself.
On the contrary, I didn't think I looked that good.
Sally, come here.
Linus looks worried.
What do you want her for?
She's going to be your wife.
She smiles lovingly at Linus.
Good grief.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
Linus hides under his blanket.
He has the nicest sense of humor.
Lucy holds out her arms.
Lunch break! Lunch break!
Lunch break!
Lucy points to Snoopy. Snoopy twirls his food dish on his nose, then catches it in his teeth.
All right, now, there's no time for foolishness. We've got to get on with our play.
That's right. What about my part? What about the Christmas Queen, Are you going to let all this beauty go to waste? You do think I'm beautiful, don't you, Charlie Brown? You didn't answer me right away. You had to think about it first, didn't you? If you really had thought I was beautiful, you would have spoken right up. I know when I've been insulted. I know when I've been insulted.
Good grief.
Charlie Brown rolls his eyes.
All right, let's take it from the top again. Places. Action.
Everyone everyone ignores him and starts dancing again.
Charlie Brown, isn't it a great play?
That doesn't.
Now look, if we're ever to get this play off the ground, we've got to have some cooperation.
He hangs his head.
What's the matter, Charlie Brown? Don't you think it's great?
It's all wrong.
Look, Charlie, let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Well, this is one play that's not going to be commercial.
Look, Charlie Brown, what do you want?
The proper mood. We need a Christmas tree.
Hey, perhaps a tree. A great, big, shiny aluminum Christmas tree. That's it, Charlie Brown. You get the tree. I'll handle this crowd.
Okay. I'll take Linus with me. The rest of you practice your lines.
Get the biggest aluminum tree you can find, Charlie Brown. Maybe paint it pink.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown walks outside with Linus.
I don't know, Linus. I just don't know. Well, I guess we better concentrate on finding a nice Christmas tree.
They walk through their neighborhood. It's nighttime.
I suggest we try those searchlights, Charlie Brown.
The two boys walk into a parking lot full of colorful metal Christmas trees. Linus taps one.
This really brings Christmas close to a person.
Fantastic.
The fake trees are pink, purple, yellow, and red, polka-dotted, striped, and checkered. Charlie Brown and Linus walk over to a tiny, real tree. It's shorter than they are and has droopy needles and only a few branches.
Gee, do they still make wooden Christmas trees?
This little green one here seems to need a home.
I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit.
I don't care. We'll decorate it and it'll be just right for our play. Besides, I think it needs me.
When he picks it up, a bunch of needles fall off. Now, Lucy sits beside Schroeder's toy piano.
This is the music I've selected for the Christmas play.
Lucy listens, then frowns.
What kind of Christmas music is that?
Beethoven Christmas music.
What has Beethoven got to do with Christmas? Everyone talks about how great Beethoven was. Beethoven wasn't so great.
What do you mean Beethoven wasn't so great?
He never got his picture on bubblegum cards, did he? Have you ever seen his picture on a bubblegum card? How can you say someone is great who's never had his picture on bubblegum cards?
Good grief.
Schroeder and Lucy don't notice as Snoopy sneaks up to the piano. He listens, then grins and taps his feet to the music. He bobs his head back and forth, then jumps onto the piano lid and starts to dance. Snoopy points his long nose into the air and hops up and down, flopping his arms and legs. Schroeder and Lucy see him and frown angrily. Snoopy doesn't notice and keeps dancing. Finally, he looks up, turns bright red with embarrassment, and crawls away on his belly.
Say, by the way, can you play Jingle Bells? Jingle bells. You know, deck them halls and all that stuff. No, no. You don't get it at all. I mean jingle bells. You know, Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho. And mistletoe and presents to pretty girls.
Schroeder hits the piano keys impatiently.
That's it!
Charlie Brown walks in with the tree.
We're back.
More needles fall off. Everyone stares at Charlie Brown's tiny little tree, then at him.
Boy, are you stupid, Charlie Brown.
What kind of a tree is that?
You are supposed to get a good tree. Can't you even tell a good tree from a poor tree?
I told you he'd goof it up. He's not the kind you can depend on to do anything right. You're hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless.
Rats!
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
What a treat!
Charlie Brown's lips crinkle into a hurt, worried frown. Everyone except for Linus walks away laughing and stands far away from him.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
Dragging his blanket, Linus walks onto the middle of the stage.
Lights, please.
A spotlight shines on him.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Linus picks up his blanket, then walks out of the spotlight and rejoins Charlie Brown.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Linus sticks his thumb into his mouth. Charlie Brown thinks for a moment, then walks over to his tree and smiles. He picks it up and carries it past the other kids. Everyone follows him outside. Charlie Brown puts on his hat and coat. He walks out of the school and through the schoolyard and keeps going until he reaches a big snowy field. He stops and smiles up at the stars twinkling in the night sky.
For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you.
One star shines brighter than all the rest.
Linus is right. I won't let all this commercialism ruin my Christmas.
Charlie Brown looks back at the other kids, then keeps walking.
I'll take this little tree home and decorate it, and I'll show them it really will work in our play.
He grins and skips down the snowy street. Later, he passes Snoopy's doghouse, which is covered with decorations and flashing lights. A medal is pinned to the side.
First prize!
Charlie Brown rolls his eyes.
Oh, well. This commercial dog is not going to ruin my Christmas.
He puts down his tree, then takes a bright red ornament from Snoopy's house and hangs it on a branch. The little tree droops all the way to the ground.
I've killed it. Oh, everything I touch gets ruined.
Charlie Brown hangs his head sadly and walks away. The other kids catch up and gather around the tree.
Never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
Linus straightens up the tree and wraps his blanket around the bottom. The other kids, including Snoopy, decorate the rest of the tree with Snoopy's ornaments, making the tree strong and healthy.
Charlie Brown is a blockhead, but he did get a nice tree.
Charlie Brown comes back.
What's going on here?
Everyone grins as Charlie Brown jumps in surprise. The tree is now twinkly and full of branches, just like a real Christmas tree.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Credits appear. Written by Charles M. Schultz. Directed by Bill Melendez. Executive producer, Lee Mendelson. Original score composed and conducted by Vince Guaraldi. Editing, Robert T. Gillis. Sound, producer, Sound Service. Aline Mendelson, Bill Melendez production. Copyright 1965, United Feature Syndicate, Incorporated. This program has been described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Described by Leslie Wu Foley. Descriptions read by Margot Stage. Funding provided by the United States Department of Education. For a complete listing of DVS programs and services, call toll-free 1-800-333-1203.